This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury and I'm in the studio with...
Arvind Raj.
Over in the corner is...
Hey!
Audrey Raj. Mm-hmm. She sat there. Ladies and gents, just at the beginning of the show, of course, you heard Jeff Sandu all the way from Shanghai. He managed to take his Jeff Jet from here in the studio on Tech Talk.
Super fast jet.
Super fast jet. Talking to us about 5G, artificial intelligence, automotive tech, a whole bunch of stuff. He's at CES Asia 2019. Story number two, then. Interesting one that I came across on TechCrunch, I believe it's from. Mm-hmm. Depending on who you ask, the advantage of technology based on artificial or machine intelligence could be a topsy-turvy funhouse mirror world, even in some very fundamental ways. This is according to Vinod Khosla. He is the co-founder of Sun Microsystems and a venture capitalist. And he said, I actually think 10 years from now, you won't be listening to music. Right, and he said this during a fireside chat at Creative Destructions Lab. So it's a session for people to get together and help raise funds and whatever.
Yeah.
He said he believes we'll be listening to custom song equivalents that are automatically designed specifically for each individual and tailored to their brain, their listening preferences, and their particular needs. He also noted that AI-created music is already making big strides, and it's true that it's come a long way in the past couple of years. As noted recently by journalist Stuart Dredge, writing on Medium, he pointed out one recent trend is the rise of mood or activity-based playlists on Spotify and channels on YouTube. Plenty of those types of things where the artist, album, and song name are not at all important. Not to mention that there's a big financial incentive for an entity like Spotify to prefer machine-made alternatives, as it could help alleviate or even eliminate the licensing costs that severely limit their ability to make margin on their primary business of serving up music to customers. AI-generated chart toppers and general mood music is one thing, but a custom soundtrack specific to every individual is another. It definitely sidesteps the question of what happens to the communal aspect of music when everyone's music's replacing auditory experience is unique to that person. Now,
so he's not saying that we won't listen to music. He's saying we listen to music that's made for us specifically. So it's like my kind of music.
Exactly what you want.
So if you listen to like my Spotify playlist, you won't be able to relate or like anything because it's made specific. Yeah, it's tuned specifically to my liking.
I think it's kind of that stuff that... I'm sorry for mocking you like that. I think
it is the kind of music that I listen to.
But I think it's the kind of music that is just generated by itself. So it might start off with a little twinkle twinkle and then you don't know, depending on what kind of, I don't know why I went with twinkle twinkle,
probably because it's in, then it moves into heavy metal.
Yes. Just stuff that generates itself as it goes along, you know? So you're in that mood in the morning and you switch your AI on and it kind of reads your brainwaves, I assume, and then generates a piece of music based on the way that you're thinking and the mood that you're in for that moment in time.
Yeah, but I mean, like, computer-generated music is not new. Like, it's been done for like ages. Like, and even when you listen to pop, it's not always them. It's like, you know, there's so much of modulation going on. There's so much of what do you call it? The
auto-tune.
Yeah, auto-tune. There's so much of auto-tune going on. Most of it is not actually them. You actually only hear them when they go to concert, and even then, it's sometimes album music.
Yeah,
it's sometimes lip-syncing. So, yeah. It's not new. It's just that, you know, they're still making music for the masses. Like a million people listen to the same song and decide if they like the song or not. But if, let's say, not Spotify, but if some service is going to make music specifically for you, with sort of like, you know, with a bridge that's made for you, with chorus that's made for you, with the opening and closing that's made just for you, other people are not going to be able to understand what's going on.
Right.
Because you're the only one who's going to like that kind of music.
Yeah. But you'll be lost in your own little happy world of music, right?
Yeah. I think when we talk about like what kind of futures we want to live in, like just before this, we said the future that's coming up might come out of China. One of the things that I never want to happen is this PC made music or music that's made by robots that takes out the human element from the music. Unless,
but you're saying you're coming at this as though that music's going to be bad.
It won't be bad. It will be perfect.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and that.
Yeah.
So there's this...
It's like moving from vinyl to CD argument back in the day.
Yeah. There's no warmth.
Right. That's the word, is it?
Yeah,
warmth. No crackle.
There's no crackle. There's a song called Coffee and Cigarettes by The Night Game. And between the chorus and the bridge, there's one point where you can actually hear him breathing if you wear your headphones. So there's a part where he inhales, and it's like a sharp inhale. And it sounds like his nose is slightly blocked. but it's not taken out of the song because he's a human being. So the person, either he decided to leave it in, or whoever's mixing it decided to leave it in, whoever's mastering the thing decided to leave it in. But you know there's a human being, like an actual person, singing the song, which makes it better. There's a kind of there's a nuance to it. I don't know if computers can do that, unless a computer can replicate someone with a blocked nose singing about coffee and cigarettes.
I'm sure they could.
They could.
I mean, that's one of the things that we've been speaking a lot about, you know, deep fakes and one thing or another, whether or not they're faking your voice, your video content, you know, your even the emotions on your face, your the way that you, see, deep intake of breath.
Yeah.
They can fake that, surely, and they can make something humanized in the same way that if you listen to a lot of pop music nowadays, when they generate drum beats, for example, they're on a grid, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, boom, four beats to the floor, as they call it. But then you can humanize that grid by offsetting some of those beats just slightly before the beat and slightly after the beat to make it sound a little bit more human.
Mm-hmm.
So it has that kind of... What was it
flaw.
You called it?
The
flaw.
Yeah, a flaw to it.
And I think if I woke up in the morning and I put a headset on and it knew instinctively what to play for me to put me in a better mood, I think that's a great idea. But like you say, the one problem I would have with that is you can't turn to your friends and say, have you heard this song? It's great.
Yeah.
Because they're going to put it on and say, what the... Is this?
Yeah, like what is this? Like, is this what's in your head?
Yeah, exactly.
And also when Spotify gives you, or any music streaming service gives you new songs that you've never heard, like instrumental or something that's like, if you listen to one specific kind of music and then suddenly in your playlist something pops up because you might have heard something that had an influence of that genre, then you discover a whole new genre, which, and then you might deep dive into it, you might listen to it for like a few months, and then you can just go off from there. So it expands your taste in music.
Right.
I don't know if a service that makes music specifically for you is going to be able to do that. You'd just be listening to the same thing for decades and decades, and then you're gone.
And you make it sound so happy, Arv.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a happy story.
Unless it creates something new every day, you know?
But it won't be new if you're not new. It's a loop. It's a digital loop of similar music.
You're getting way too heavy for me now.
Let's look at like Daft Punk. Let's look at Daft Punk for instance.
So okay.
They are like completely. They make music on their laptops.
Yes.
That's what they do.
Yes. They would argue that they use vintage synthesizers, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see what you're
saying. Same thing. You can do the same thing on a laptop. But those guys, even them, like even if they call themselves like robots or androids or whatever, you know that at the end of the day, those guys are like two nerds with helmets making music based on the 70s or 80s or stuff that they liked.
Mm.
And they're dressing themselves up based on movies that they watched.
Right.
So it comes from a place of, it's very human.
There's emotion.
Imagination.
To it.
Yeah. I don't think of that. Even something like that, even a computer sounding Daft Punk album would sound as human if this was the way we're going to listen to music.
Interesting stuff.
Yeah. What do you think?
I agree with you to a degree. Mm. And I think music, the reason that music works so well with everybody is because it has that flaw, it has that human touch, it has that. That sharp intake of breath or the missed drum beat or whatever. And I think people relate to that on a very kind of primal level. And I think one of the reasons that electronic music has kind of been a lot more prevalent in recent years is because people have been using digital devices a lot more. You know, they're a lot more connected electronically to stuff, you know, less organically. You know, they don't pick up a guitar very much anymore. They don't play drums very much anymore. They make, like you say, they make music via their laptop. And I think...
On loops and stuff.
I mean, we could be talking about this round in circles for hours, you know?
Yeah.
Because you're right and I'm wrong, or vice versa.
Or vice versa.
All right, time for a short break. We've got music coming up from Queens of the Stone Age who do use guitars and less so the laptop stuff, right?
Mm.
Yeah,
I'm sure they use actual guitars.
All right,
yeah.
Time for a short break. When we come back, Alf has a story about sneakers made of plants.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I said it.
That too.
Don't go anywhere. Enterprise Biz Bytes on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.